And she's sporting a lovely new fringe. Melanie C. Hey.
Good morning.
Morning,
Jerry.
Lovely. Have you just woken up?
Yes.
You sound really sleepy. Do you know, a million boys over the country have just I've just gone back to bed, I think. So how are you at the moment? How are you doing, girl?
I'm really well, but that song makes you cry every time I hear it.
I know, it is a bit of a tearjerker, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Aww. I'm so proud of it.
Are you? Oh, so let's talk about it first, because of course everyone seemed, you know, there was all these rumours that Spice Girls' new single called Goodbye. Could this be the end of the Spice Girls? That's not true, is it? That's not what it's about. And is it about Jerry?
Well, you know, we let you think what you want to think, but it means, you know, a lot to us. And, you know, for me, it does mean a lot about Jerry. But basically, it's about, you know, a lot of relationships. Sometimes it's just time to say goodbye, isn't it?
Exactly. So,
yeah, because I think everyone goes through them emotions.
Exactly. Piers would just like to say hello. It doesn't even get to the stage of saying goodbye, do you? Bless you. You will, Piers.
Hello, dear.
One day.
I'll let you talk to Melanie in a minute, okay? In fact, we've been trying to do this thing, Melanie, for Piers, who works on the show, okay? Because he can't get a girlfriend. So he's practicing his chat-up lines in the corner.
And I might ask... he can practice on me.
Okay, all right. You build... Get ready over there, okay? So how are the Spice Girls at the moment? How are Victoria and Mel? Are they getting
very
bigger?
Very well, very pregnant. Yeah, they look fantastic.
They do look fantastic.
Yeah, they're getting bigger. And bigger by the day.
Well, they look really lush, because that thing with pregnant women look really healthy, don't they?
Yeah, I know. Me and Emma look estate.
So you're not pregnant, you know, that's for sure at the moment. Are you knitting booties?
No. Not much of a knitter myself. I'll go and buy some.
You're going
to
buy some, yeah,
but we've been having a look around all, you know, the shops. It's quite good fun, actually, baby shopping.
It's lovely baby shopping. I do loads of it. I've got cupboards of the stuff.
Where's our baby from, then?
Barry Cleave. And how's Emma? Is Emma well? Because we haven't seen her for a while.
Very well, actually.
There's a nice picture of you all in the sun today. She looked very, very healthy and attractive. So while the girls are having their babies and stuff, what's going to happen to the Spice Girls? You're all going to take a bit of a break. Are you, you know, like Mel went off and did the thing with Mr. Mina. Are you going to do anything else on your own, perhaps?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, the girls now, you know, it's getting to the stage when they need to have a bit of time to themselves, do you know what I mean?
Understandably.
So they're busy having the babies. And me and Emma are just carrying on, really. We're in the studio today.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's business as usual.
Right. And Piers has written on a piece of paper, Brian Adams. Piers, what does that mean?
Did a single with Brian Adams.
Oh, you have done a single with Brian Adams.
Yeah, actually, I think you've been playing as a radio one.
Have we? I haven't played it. I don't even know about it. No one ever tells me anything around here. Right, you're all set. I was just blaming my tool set. Ah, oh, so we're
not a tool.
I'm sorry, look, don't embarrass me in front of a showbiz friend. Oh, but now listen, you promised me, right, that you'd take me to the footy.
I know, there was a game as well, but we didn't go.
We didn't go, did we? Well, listen, will you take me another time?
Definitely, that's a promise.
Because I told everyone, I said, hey, I'm going to the football with Mel C.
I tell you what, though, it's so cold now, and Liverpool are playing so crap. So I'm not going.
Have you refused to go?
I've just told them, I've turned into an Evertonian.
I'm only joking. You will regret that statement, young lady. I've got to ask you very quickly also about, there was a rumour yesterday, there was obviously the story about the Red Hot Chili Peppers fella, and then yesterday there was a story about the guy from 911.
Do you know what? I've never even spoken to Jimmy. It is so bizarre, because I've spoken to Lee, and I've spoken to Spike, and I've seen Jimmy, like, in passing, but I've never spoken to him.
No.
I didn't even go to that college.
Go on, go in. Melanie. Do you know that your hair and my pillow are perfectly colour coordinated?
Oh,
my
God. Me.
Oh, that's a cheap one.
Melanie, you can tell he's a bachelor because he's got black pillows. Anyway, the good news is also that your single is out on the 14th of December, and to coincide with this date, we are having a Spice Girls Day at Radio 1, where the Spice Girls are going to be in Radio 1 all day. We would like to ask you, will you come and co-host the breakfast show?
I would love to.
Yay! Yay! Elsie, we love you. You rock.
Oh, thank you very much.
Go back to sleep now, honey.
I will. Have a good day.
Yeah, and you, darling.
See you later.
You lovely.
See you soon.
Bye.
Piers, I don't think so. Keep hoping, though, darling. Here's Stardust on Radio 1. It's 11 minutes past 8.